Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer in Boston. A large wooden boat filled with 127 colorful glass orbs, spikes, tendrils, and flowers. Something called a Persian ceiling, made with more than 1,000 hand-blown shapes. These are just two of the eye-popping installations at the Museum of Fine Art's new exhibition called Through the Looking Glass. It's a 40-year retrospective of work by Seattle-based glass artist Dale Chihuly. WBUR's Andrea Shea met Chihuly there and reports on how an accident that happened 35 years ago defines the way he works.
You might know Dale Chihuly's work without knowing you know it. His surreal large-scale forms, chandeliers, orbs, pointy icicle towers have wowed people all over the world. They look like giant pieces of shiny candy hanging over canals in Venice, floating in botanical gardens, in museum shows, and at the Bellagio Casino in Las Vegas. Here at the MFA, Chihuly is doing something he's never done before, describing his visually enchanting work to students who are blind.
This one that I have in my hand has been blown into an optical mold. So the optical mold makes ridges on the glass, and it also makes the edge going around kind of undulating like scallops.
They run their fingers along a smooth, plate-like piece made with scorching heat, gravity, and centrifugal force at Chihuly's glassblowing studio, or Hot Shop, in Seattle. They're from the Perkins School for the Blind and respond to the artist, probably because he's also visually impaired.
And because I don't have the sight of my left eye, I don't have any depth perception. I also don't have any peripheral vision on my left side. After my accident, which is way back in 1976,
what kind of accident?
Automobile accident, and I hit the windshield.
Without a seatbelt on, in England, it took months for Chihuly to recuperate. To this day, he wears an eye patch. Instead of holding him back, though, that accident could be seen as a turning point in the glassblowing artist's career.
I've often wondered what the lack of depth perception, what it does for me, because it's truly, you know, difficult to know where things are in space without two eyes. But somehow I think it's probably made me see things differently, probably made my work different than somebody else's.
It also changed the way Chihuly executed his art. After the accident, he no longer felt safe manipulating molten glass. So a head gaffer, as glassblowers are called, took over the hands-on work, and Chihuly expanded his team into something of an army.
It's a big crew. Altogether, it's about 90 people.
And Chihuly choreographs all of them, from glassblowers to installation experts. They start with his drawings or paintings and end with surreal fluidic sculptures. Chihuly compares himself to a conductor or film director.
I like working with a team, one, because you can do so much more, but also, you know, they influence what you're doing. So the more creative they are, you know, the more creative I am.
Well, I like to think he's like Bill Belichick. That's what a coach does, is gets a team of people moving in the same direction with a common goal, and but has the vision as his.
Jerry Ward, curator of decorative arts and sculpture at the MFA, says Chihuly revolutionized the art of blowing glass.
In the use of color and in the size of some of the vessels that he's able to make, but it's his own interpretation of them that I think makes him so special. And then this ability to work on a grand scale. As he always says, if big is good, bigger is better. If one is terrific, 12 is even better.
That's pretty familiar mantra, yeah. More is better.
Team Chihuly project manager Tom Lin has worked with the artist for 19 years. He says Chihuly is not a control freak and encourages experimentation.
There's been more than once where he says, yeah, give it a go, but, you know, if I don't like it, I'm not going to use it. So, but at least you have to try, because if you don't try, you'll never know. So that's a great part where you get to explore.
Lind flew to Boston 2 weeks before Chihuly arrived to oversee the massive show's installation. Thousands of pieces of glass traveled across the country in six semi-trucks. Standing in the gallery, we watch as the crew unpacks and assembles a work called Millie Fury.
It's kind of a festival of colors. Millefiori means thousand flowers.
This week, Millefiori is complete and ready for the public's eyes.
It's mind-blowing. It really is.
Dave Wildman is a cultural critic and writer for Time Out Boston. Until the press preview, he'd only seen pictures of Chihuly's sculptures.
I mean, when I walked around the corner and saw this particular exhibit here, I felt like I was walking into the movie Avatar. Yeah, it also has this, I don't know if I should say this, but I get this sort of head shop kind of feel.
On the contrary, there's no reference to a head shop.
Says the artist, but there are references to Chihuly's love of the sea and to nature. His organic-looking sculptures undulate, and yes, they're trippy, seductive. They draw you in. The MFA might want to hire a few extra guards, because I have to say, it's really hard to stop yourself from reaching out and touching them. For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.